Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
You're listening to an OTT Play podcast. Brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play. List hai, to hit hai. Theme-based podcast.
The Golden Globes 2024 awards ceremony was a star-studded affair at the Beverly Hilton, with filmmakers and actors from across film and television in attendance. Typical of award ceremonies, there were plenty of jaw-dropping wins and a few shocking snubs. There was even a new category introduced this year called the Cinematic and Box Office Achievement, which several commentators labeled as a token award created just so that Barbie took home at least one globe this year. And as it turns out, it did. Whereas Oppenheimer, the other half of the cultural phenomenon Barbenheimer, deservedly won top honors, including Best Drama Film, Best Actor, Best Director, and Best Supporting Actor, among others. The sci-fi dark comedy Poor Things and the HBO drama Succession predictably won big at the ceremony. And the biggest snub of the year was Celine Song's debut romantic drama Past Lives. Despite being widely regarded as one of the best films of 2023, receiving several accolades, including 5 Golden Globes nominations, Past Lives failed to win a single award. For today's List Hai Toh Hit Hai, we take a look at where you can watch these Golden Globe winning films and TV shows. Let's get on with it then. The biggest box office blockbuster of 2023 was Greta Gerwig's Barbie, starring Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling in lead roles. While the film did receive the newly introduced award for cinematic and box office achievement, it failed to score in the other 6 categories for which it had been nominated. Gosling was also pipped to the Best Supporting Actor in any motion picture category by Robert Downey Jr. The blockbuster hit, which grossed nearly $1.5 billion and is available to stream on Jio Cinema. Next up, Oppenheimer might not be Christopher Nolan's greatest film, but it remains one of his best, if not the best film of 2023. Interestingly, it is also the film that finally helped Nolan lift his first ever Golden Globe for Best Director. The J. Robert Oppenheimer biopic also took home Best Picture, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy, Best Supporting Actor for Robert Downey Jr., and Best Sound Design for Ludwig Göransson. Oppenheimer is available for rent on Apple, Google, and Amazon Prime. Up next, Killers of the Flower Moon. It's not often that an acclaimed Martin Scorsese film starring Leonardo DiCaprio and Robert De Niro does not make a clean sweep of the top awards, but Killers of the Flower Moon has been bested by Nolan's Oppenheimer despite 7 nominations. However, the film's breakout lead star Lily Gladstone was awarded Best Actress in the film for her stirring performance as Molly Buckhart in the period drama based on a true story. The film is available to rent on Amazon Prime and Apple and will be released on Apple TV Plus on January 12th. The impact that the final season of Succession had on television can be equated to the frenzy created by Barbenheimer in theaters. The HBO satirical drama has won a whopping 4 awards, including Best Drama TV Series, Best Actor, Best Actress, and Best Supporting Actor, with several of its lead stars competing for the same prize. Kieran Culkin was surprisingly awarded Best Actor ahead of his co-stars Brian Cox and Jeremy Strong, while Matthew McFadden was almost unchallenged in receiving the award for Best Supporting Actor. Likewise, Sarah Snook also won the Golden Globe for Best Actress. You can stream all 4 seasons of Succession on Jio Cinema in India. Next up, the biggest surprise of the year was the Netflix original series titled Beef. Lead stars Steven Yeun and Ali Wong both won the top awards, while the series itself was awarded Best TV Miniseries. While the series was indeed a sleeper hit for Netflix last year, there have been suggestions that it may not be the best TV miniseries of 2024. Time now for the last one. The second season of The Bears has continued to impress both fans and critics. It should come as no surprise that lead star Jeremy Allen White has won Best Actor in a Comedy TV Series for the second consecutive year. White's co-star Ayo Edebiri has joined him in winning Best Actress in a Comedy TV Series this year. The FX original series is available to stream on Disney Plus Hotstar in India. Well, that's all we got for this Golden Globe special episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poochho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.